Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there and doing the best I can, as fast as I can as usual. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm sliding in at the last minute.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure. I said, well, I would just tell everybody that maybe you'll catch up with us later. You know, it's been a time of the unexpected these last few days. It's been kind of crazy out there.
It has been. I will say that.
I guess everybody's getting geared up for the 4th of July, and, you know, a lot of people coming and going. Traffic's crazy.
It is. You know, there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of people moving around for this 4th of July. I will say that. It's quite amazing. So have already started in some of the celebrations last night. So
they've been doing it here ever since the fireworks went on sale, okay, at the local markets. Every night we're hearing something out there. It's like, okay, fine. Everybody's gearing up.
Well,
we're
you
having
know,
a big fireworks actually tonight, which is kind of weird, but we decided to have them here on the river tonight instead, and then there's other places that are doing them that are local here that I can actually even see from my front porch that are doing it actually on the 4th. So it's a mixed bag with the rain we've been getting, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. you know, and here again, this whole weekend, I think it does. You know, I've seen, again, where we are at today, last night, we saw three different shows going on and pretty spectacular ones. One of the neighbors had, it does better than any city fireworks I've ever seen. And it's pretty amazing. There's a group of people
beautiful.
Who go in and host it. So it's pretty fun. So.
Excellent. But I have to tell you this, conjunction between Venus and Mars and Leo, square and Uranus, has been pretty ambitious.
You know, more people have asked me, is there a Mercury retrograde going on during this?
I get it, yeah.
It cracks me up because it is such a kiss and a slap, you know, and squaring Uranus, it's very enlightening and awakening. You know, there's that abruptness of it that you just go, whoa, what was that?
Exactly. Of course, the moon just got in Capricorn. It was void, of course, most of the day, but I still did some readings for people because this is the time they could get together with me because they're working all week and sometimes on Saturdays. So I did my best.
You
anyway.
Just got it. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you
yeah,
think about this full moon, huh?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time we live in. So, I like it because it sets new foundations emotionally, you know. So here again, you can call your boundaries on this one, but you can also come to peace with things and accept the way they are and move on. I like that about this because it is a beautiful balance with the Mercury-Sun conjunction. With that opposition, and it really does make it to where you can really level out your head a little differently during this period of time. Not all give you that opportunity, but this one does.
Yes, and the beautiful thing about it, I think, the cardinal signs always do aspire to the highest ideal, and I so agree with you that things can be negotiated in a way that's not harmful.
Absolutely. You know, and settled in a way that's more balanced. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like that a lot about this.
Now, with Saturn being retrograde in Pisces and entrined to the Sun, I think to myself, again, most people are making many of their decisions because of their past memories or experiences, too. So if we take the time to listen before we, like, butt in, right, we're going to learn a lot about the other person, and we're going to understand, like, as you pointed out, their emotional take on things. And so sometimes people make decisions more with their intuition emotionally, and some people look brass tacks practical, right? So that's kind of what's going on here. But I like it because, again, that's why we need each other, you know? And we can get enlightenment from anybody, anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter of their age, station, you know, country, creed, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, enlightenment can come in such amazing forms, even with nature. I mean, I have to tell you, we are crazy with deer here. We got deer and little fawns everywhere.
Well, that's a good thing, you know. Again here, deer are fertile little creatures, and that's a beautiful thing to have nature right next door to you.
It is. It is. My property is kind of like a tiny forest in the city. I love it.
That's true. I'll agree with that. You picked an amazing little spot there.
Yeah, and it's so nice.
Step on the property.
You know, for the first time, I got mockingbirds building a nest in my yard. I got mockingbirds here. I haven't had them until now.
Oh, wow. Nice.
They decided to pay me a visit this year.
Hey, you got to love that.
I got 4 other species already doing it, so now there's new company. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. We probably should see what we can help them with this evening. And I'm so glad you made it to sign on. I'm like, is she going to make it? I hope she's not stuck in the mud again.
And I'm back out there again. So that's the challenge of here. Sometimes it waylays me to life. I get here at the last minute.
It's fine. We're always happy to share together and help these people. I love doing the show with you. You're a darling. Let's take our first one. They've been on hold. As soon as I signed on, they've been waiting. Okay.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 856.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's Rosemaria.
Oh, I knew that voice. I was thinking, I know that voice. And then when you said Maria, how are you, Maria?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Happy Fourth.
So,
you too.
So what question did you have for us tonight, Rose Maria?
I'm just wondering why is everything take you forever to get anything done, or relationship, house, or moving, and everything else. I just came back from Europe, so.
And when's your birthday, Maria?
It's 12/31/74.
That's what I thought. And you're still in New Jersey?
Yeah, I just got back.
How was your trip to Europe? Was it good?
Half good, half bad.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that. To make that journey, you want it to be spectacular, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going on right now in your chart, we have this moon in Capricorn on the full moon coming up tomorrow, and it's kind of a midpoint between your sun and Mercury in your chart,
right,
and opposing Saturn and Cancer. So because of that, things in your life right now might be more process-oriented than event-oriented, okay? Because the sun and Mercury are sitting on your Saturn right now, which is your ruler as a cap. So you're in a situation right now where you don't get caught up too much in the minutiae and get the small things that aren't working get you into anxiety. Also, try and look at the bigger picture and know it might be a longer road with a few twists and turns, but you'll get there. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, because one of the things that's going on with this is that your natal Jupiter isn't trying to that full moon, okay? And by birth, it's in your second house, which is all your self-worth, okay? And it's in Pisces. So what I say, which is classic, is have faith. This is about you setting a new foundation with yourself and with that source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power, okay? It's trusting. She said, again, it's a process, and I agree completely with her that it's a process. Again, that Saturn effect means that it's a discipline for you, but it's a discipline for your benefit as a result of that. Because what that natal Jupiter does is trine your natal Uranus in Scorpio, which that's how you transform and change, is by setting your foundations with your personal benefits and moving along with that. Okay? So here again, know it's a process and trust it and have faith in the process, and you'll get there. You are a mountain goat. You know that.
Yeah, it's taking forever. I want it done now, like with the family and all that stuff and everything else. Yeah.
It's fine.
I know, because you identify with that responsibility, and I understand that. But then there also has to be time for you, honey.
Yeah, I did all that happy stuff, too, when I was in Europe, so I don't know. Before my clock is over, if that makes sense. Clock is ticking.
It's, and again, here, my timekeeper, because Saturn is also the timekeeper, okay? And that is your willing planet. And I hear you that you're frustrated about the timing not being in your way. But it is about the journey, not the destination. And I say there's a lot more that you could see during this journey if you just open up to the possibilities instead of getting frustrated because you're not there. I know you have a Mercury in Capricorn, and I know it has that resource effect that you want to just get to that destination. But your lesson is in looking at the beauty on the way there. So be okay
with it. Yes, I love that.
Okay? Because this is where you'll really get this full experience and the full color from it. Okay? It will get there. You are a goat. So just don't doubt the process and say, okay, I can have no control over this time, so I'm going to see what fun I can have in the meantime. And that's what I would say about it.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Yes, and you keep us posted, sweetheart, because you know what? We're always happy to hear from you, and you have been doing the traveling and all that. Now maybe you can come in for a soft landing on this full moon and recognize that you've created some new memories along the way. I'm not saying they're all perfect, but they are there. And they're things that you may have taught others and things you have learned about yourself. So it's a good learning curve for you right now. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a sweet night. Okay.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right. Bye. I just love Jupiter trining her son, though. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I just love that. That's such a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to see the benefit. You were so dead right, my friend. I love it. Okay. All right, so let's pick up the next one here. Let's see.
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, happy 4th. I was the first
happy
call
4th.
In and then I... Happy 4th. I was first call in, then I hung up on myself 6 minutes in. I was afraid I wouldn't get on. So thank you.
I was watching for you. I saw you sign on. I saw you sign off, and I saw you come back. I said, no, I'm going to snag her. So apparently, I've had some electronic issues in my house today, too. It's been crazy here. Yeah.
The electronic issues.
And Jeff and I were talking
phone.
About that when we started the show, that is Mercury retrograde? Everybody else is asking me that, too, because people think, oh, when all this electronic stuff happens, it's got to be Mercury. Well, Mercury is not the guilty party right now, okay?
The Mars-Venus dance that's going on.
Okay.
The yin-yang energy.
Okay. All right. I did hear we are in Mercury retrograde. Is that true?
No.
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. Well, okay, I've got a question. We're back to the questions around cars. Do you remember in the very beginning, my friend helped me get a car sent out from Oklahoma and then found out that it needed too much repair, so she bought it. And I've been looking for cars ever since. The past month or so, been looking at much less expensive, much not great cars. And then finally, I asked my friend about one of the cars I was looking at, and he said, walk right by it. He said, I've just put $5,000 into this car. Do you want to look at it? I have made the decision, coming full circle, to get a bank loan and get this Volvo.
Okay. We are talking to Pat from Connecticut, right?
Yes, you are. And
all right. Because we didn't even ask you your name, but I again, we know you. You're a frequent flyer with us, okay? You're a
yeah.
good
girl. You know, I'm not – I don't think it's too bad with that, okay? I really don't. This because of that Mars-Venus connection, that kiss and that slap is dead on your Pluto in transformation and change. And the Arabic part of fortune is going through your third house of cars. So it says, and it's in Sagittarius. So that gives me that a foreign car may be what you need. And a Volvo is a foreign car. So I see a lot of advantages in it at this time for you to make the sacrifice and bite the bullet on this. What do
yeah.
you think, Effort?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I don't know if it's the best time for you to buy a car or sign a contract right now, especially if it's something that's used. You've got a lot of squares going on right now to your seventh house of contracts with Chiron and Aries, okay? And it's a direct square to your sun, okay, and your natal Chiron. So I don't want you to get something that's going to turn out to be a burden later. Now, I know usually now when they sell pre-owned vehicles, they do all the due diligence, and you know the history of the car. You can even find it online if you wish. I just want you to be very careful. All these squares indicate that you want to do it yesterday. I understand that. But at the same time, I don't want you to be emotionally disappointed. And Chiron is opposing your Saturn, which is good, in Libra. So I think there's some wiggle room as far as negotiation. And also Neptune, because, you know, you're born the same year as me, I think. Yeah, because we've got that Neptune-Saturn conjunction, and Saturn's exalted in Libra. So if you're working with a reputable dealer, and from what you told me, you have this person that's kind of watching your back, I would make sure, though, that if there is something that goes wrong, you need to have some kind of limited warranty, honey. Okay?
You can't get a warranty. This is a private sale. And
okay.
since I decided not to buy it, he has gone over it with a fine-tooth comb and put in $5,000 worth of work, which if it was a mechanic that did that, it would be $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000. He loves Volvos, and he finds Volvos all over, buys them, fixes them up, keeps them or sells them. And this car, he said it is in the best shape that it could possibly be. It's a stunning car. It looks brand new.
Whoa. All right, if he's already done all that work, maybe that's what I'm seeing. That it took a while and a lot of effort, in other words, to make it where it needs to be for you as a practical vehicle as well. Okay?
Right.
Yeah,
I know Volvos, and he even said months ago Volvos are expensive to maintain. But he's fixed it up so much that it's going to be a couple of years or more that I'm going to run into any kind of stuff other than made repairs. And he's so particular. He's going to follow me and bug me and make sure I'm doing this and that. And as long as he's around, he's going to change oil and stuff for me. He is moving away.
Wow,
And you know what's interesting? His name is Sam, you could call him a mechanic because he loves, I mean, listen, he even wrote, published stuff for Volvo. He wrote things to publish. He knows these cars so well. And he, when I saw him the other day, he had a T-shirt, if you don't have a Volvo, you don't understand. I mean, he just, this is his love. And so his name is Sam. You could call him a mechanic. He's selling me a car. Who I've been working with is my new mechanic named Sam, who was selling me a used car. Isn't that funny? This just, you know,
wow,
came out of the blue for a month. I think the kiss is, I feel good, but I think the slap is, you know, my concern, and I know I have to be positive about this, is taking on the loan. My sister's
yes.
giving me money. My son gave me money, gifts out of the blue, which allows me to pay half in cash. And then I have the rest in a loan, and it's going to, you know, affect my life. And I want to be positive and find more work so it doesn't hurt as much, but I kind of feel that maybe that's the slap.
I agree with
you. Motivation. It could be
yeah.
a motivation, though, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jack. I
yeah,
didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was going to go the same way you were. It is the reality that, hey, maybe this is the time where you need to change your pattern. You have the ability now to be able to go anywhere you want. So you may find that there's an opportunity that may work for you as far as a job, to where
yes.
it wouldn't be on you and you could feel more fulfilled instead of being so restricted like you have been, is
yes,
where I was going.
Right.
So here again, I think it's a good idea. I really do.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's been such a worry, you know, taking my car. Is it going to make it this day that I haven't even gotten on the highway? It's going to be nice to have freedom again and to drive up to see my son. And you're right, you know, to go further for a job if something's further out.
More freedom.
I'm so glad.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm so glad I connected to you when you first said, here's the thing. I thought you were going to say, no, it's a bad idea. I was so afraid to call you, but I'm relieved. Yeah, it is pulling me into a new phase. And you know
yes.
what? This car, it's a vintage car. Anybody that knows Volvos, it is so stunning. It looks brand new. I was thinking I'm going to be stopped all the time by people wanting to talk to me about this, and I don't, I'm not an Volvo aficionado, but I mean it's going to people
like it,
that
though.
Know
social energy is kind of like bringing your dog to the beach, huh?
yes,
I like it.
That's right. So we'll see, but ladies. Thank you, and thank you so much for looking out for me when I hung up on myself. That's really kind, and I'm so glad
okay.
that I got
we
into
see it. And listen,
wishing
if you haven't
you...
friended me on Facebook, could you friend me on Facebook and send me a picture of the bottle? I would love to actually see it.
Oh, I will.
And
absolutely.
And I'll send it to Jacqueline. We're both on Facebook.
Okay.
Send us a picture of the bottle. We both want to see it.
So how do I find you on Facebook? What name?
Aphrodite. You know, how many Aphrodites do
That's
you know?
It. No, okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, great.
And I'll make sure Jacqueline gets it, because I can't pronounce well or spell well. Her last name was Robbie.
Okay, right. It's going to be a couple of weeks, a week or a couple of weeks. Love so. Thank you. Blessings and happy
You're
Fourth.
You're welcome. You have a sweet night, honey. This is great.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy Fourth.
God bless. Thank you.
Happy end.
Excellent. That was cool. That was fun.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 205. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
This is Patricia. Thank you for
hey,
taking
Patricia.
My call. Hi.
How are
Happy
you?
Holidays What's to you both. I'm well.
You
Thank you for asking. Yes, I am. I have two. I'm trying to decide between the questions.
Are you June 22nd?
No, I'm February the 6th.
Got it. Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, absolutely. I guess anything you pick up for me. I'm in high spirits, and I think if I ask this other question, it seems to put me in a place of, you know, being upset and all of that, and I don't want to be in that place. So just whatever you see for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm going to go to this Mars-Venus connection with you. It's making such a strong effect in your chart, okay?
Okay.
Because Mars is going to get ready to go in there here within this next week, okay? So your life is going to get a little busier is what I'm going to tell you. Now, Venus isn't going to make it in there. It's going to go retrograde, okay? And it's going to stay in your 12th house. So the two are going to separate from each other as a result of this. And what I say to you is that here again, you're going through a rebalancing because it opposes your Mercury as it does this. And it's already opposed your Sun. And it forms a T-square to Uranus, which is sitting on your Medhaven. Okay, so there's a profound mm-hmm. effect that come out of this time period, but it's more, I can understand because I say about Aquarians that divine discontent. You can see where you need to go, but you can't get there yet. And Mars is going to help you get there, but it is going to be a little challenging. Once Venus does its dance and starts going into your first house is when you will see the benefits from it. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, again, the next month, 6 weeks, may be a little frustrating for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I really do like the fact that both Venus and Mars are opposing her Mercury, though, because it allows you, Patricia, to balance your yin-yang energy. Are you a person that does yoga?
I don't. I may need to start. I walk a lot and jog, yeah. So and do yard work and that type of stuff. So all of you know, very active in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you're waiting for the other things you want to manifest, I'm going to really encourage you to blend your higher mind and your heart chakra together with this opposition. You've got some beautiful hits on the full moon, which is in effect until the next full moon for the next month. And Jacqueline said, yeah, there's a bit of a learning curve for the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's fine. But this may be a time for just you here to really get that balance back, have your higher mind and your heart chakra together. So anything you enjoy as far as exercise, stretching, yoga, music, whatever it might be, enjoy those tender moments. Because sometimes we get caught up in the world so much that we lose spiritual sense of just peace and singing like the little song inside. I think it's your time to do that.
I agree, yes. I will say I have so much going on and, you know, taking on so many different responsibilities myself and even family. And then there's bickering and I need to step back and just, you know, take a breather and focus on balance in myself. Yes, absolutely. I agree.
And you know, you've already been the mentor and the way shower for your family. You've already planted that seed because you're a great teacher in your own right. You have to understand that your Venus is in Aquarius, your Sun's in Aquarius, your Mercury's in Aquarius, but before Uranus was discovered, it's more recently discovered, Saturn was your ruler, okay, in ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's in Pisces now, it's in your seventh house of allied leadership, rest on your laurels a little bit, knowing that you have stepped in and you planted a seed in them that will bear fruit in its season, honey. Give yourself a little rest and a little fun and a little relaxation, okay?
I try so hard to do that, and it just seems like there comes another, I don't know, you know, I think you remember when the stuff was going on with my daughter and I had to step in and get the kids because she had lost them to the state. And now my uncle, who's 75, he's a veteran, he's been removed out of his home. And, of course, it's because of people who one is family, of course, has come in and brought other people in, and now they are refusing to leave. And everybody looks at me like, okay, well, what do you think we need to do? And I'm like, why do I have to be the one to do it? Can you not do anything? So here I am getting all of these different entities involved, you know, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the district attorneys. I'm doing all this stuff along with taking on my own stuff with my home and the homeowner's insurance that wouldn't pay for to fix my house when it, you know, the storm came through last year. So I have a whole team of lawyers and justice.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
I got all of that going on.
Oh, my
yeah,
word, no wonder. That's why the tender moments make the most of them. Okay, when you can get those tender moments, make the most of them. Oh, my word.
That's what I'm doing here at the table. I have a visual board, and I have this cruise ship, and I've put my picture on the cruise ship.
Alrighty then.
Oh, yeah, I just have a whole
I
have a visual
it.
Of someone
I
first. Well, that's why I said I didn't want to ask the question, because before you picked up on me, I'm floating so high because I'm doing this visual board and I'm on a cruise ship, and you know I have the room where I have hearts and you know on my bed in the cabin, and I have a drink. I have a nice little margarita drink here.
There you go. There
I have
you go,
this
girl.
Visual board, but yeah. But yes, I'm taking that moment right now in the stillness. I'm here by myself along with my cat, but she's allowing me a moment. So that's what I'm doing. I'm on a ship talking to you.
All right.
Drinking a margarita.
Having some self-celebration. Self-celebration is a good thing. Okay.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I love you both. Thank you. I'll keep you updated.
Well, many blessings to you, dear one, and I'm sure you'll keep us caught
many
up, right?
Blessings.
Okay,
I sure
girl.
Will. Happy 4th of July. Take
God
care, ladies.
You. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bless. Bye-bye.
What a trip. That Jupiter in Capricorn, man. She can take on a lot, though. I got to give her that.
Oh, yeah. And the rewards are coming, you know, again.
I know
here.
It.
She'll get
I think so, too.
She'll get
yeah, I feel it. Mm-hmm. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all on this great Sunday, 4th of July weekend?
Awesome, Sylvia. How are you doing, sweetheart?
I am good and grateful.
Happy Independence Day, Sylvia.
Happy 4th of July Independence Day. I was thinking that I wanted to ask about career, and I thought about what you said, Ms. Jacqueline. Did you say to me, don't chase your money, don't chase the money, chase my passion. So, then I guess I would go to ask about spirituality. How do I want to pose that question? I'm not 100% sure. I'm aware of my water shrine in my chart. So the question is beginning to form. So I still think about and contemplate and think about, you know, getting off into mediumship, psychic work, or spiritual coach. And then I'll stop thinking about it, and then something will crop up like a bam right in your face. thought, like, okay, so what am I going to do with this? And that one of the reasons why I reincarnated from this earth plane, this lifetime, so I'm going to yield the floor.
You want to start, Aphrodite, or you want me to start?
Go for it.
Okay. You were talking about, you know, your grand trine, and it is a bit of a white orb, but it is there, okay? The point is that the Sun and Mercury are going over your Mars. Venus and Mars are going over your Uranus, okay? It is about following that inspiration and rolling up your sleeves and going, okay, let's try this out. And it is about the physical actions you take on a day-to-day basis, because the Jupiter is transiting through your first house, okay? And it is in trine to that Pluto that's going on, okay? So it is about you rolling up your sleeves and doing the personal effort, and things will change again. So I would say get out there. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. Let's see where it goes. And take action. And I think you'll find where your success is going to lie. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. And I'm going to tell you one more time, Sylvia. Every time I look at your chart, all I hear is feed my sheep. I think, have you ever thought of becoming a hypnotherapist? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of bringing people to healing on a deeper level because of your beautiful Scorpio moon, you know, and your Mercury in Pisces? Because these things heal people too. Also mediumship, because a lot of people grieve so hard, they want to be connected with those that have ascended. They want to know they're okay in the light. These are all things that can feed the sheep. And if you start to look at it from that perspective, without thinking that you can or can't do it, say to yourself, how can I feed the sheep? Show me. And see what pops up. All it takes is that silent, sincere prayer, honey, and you're there. I mean, I'm just telling you, you've got so much going on in this chart. I don't know if you have enough time in this lifetime to use all the gifts they gave you. But you're sure going to try. I know you. You're going to try, aren't you?
Possibly. Possibly.
These are things that you feel speaks the antiquity of your soul. You came back in this time period because there's something special that you have, and you know this. And that's why you keep saying, that's not it. But just the way you conduct yourself in the world, Sylvia, just know you're already doing it. You bring light and love and humor to people. You'll roll up your sleeves in a minute and help anybody. You're already doing it. You know? You're already doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes we want to call ourselves something. Okay? Like, I'm a microbiologist. Okay? I'm an astrologer. I've been a phlebotomist. I've been a phlebotomy supervisor. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmom. I'm a great-grandmom. We want to call ourselves something, and that's okay. The most important thing is what comes from presence, okay, and connects to someone that you feel that you've helped them to heal in some way. You really want to do this, okay? I'm sorry about the beeping. People have been calling in like crazy today, but I'm sorry about that. But I have so much faith in you. You can actually have multiple gifts that you can develop and use them when you're ready. Don't push yourself to do only the one thing. Say, I'm going to do the one thing now. Excuse me. And then do it to completion. And then say, okay, what else do I want? What other gifts do I want to bring to the world? What other gifts do I want to bring to the world? Don't put yourself under a lot of unnecessary pressure. Because Saturn, the great teacher, is in Pisces now. And it's already passed over your Chiron, your south node, and it's retrograde right now. So as it's retrograding, it's going to connect with your Chiron again, this part of you that wants to have unconditional love and help people heal. to whatever one of your gifts you want to develop. Know those doors are all open, but you can only walk through them one at a time. Am I making sense?
Yes. The thought came to me, like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That was connected with what you were saying, like, one thing at a time. I wonder a lot and think a lot. Okay, I'm like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing when I reincarnated, you know, came back here? You know, I don't want to be wandering and trying. I think I've done enough wandering. I guess it's to just be on point. You know, it's like, not, you know, with the everyday, daily thing, you know, going to work or sucking up air, eating food. I want to be on point, in, you know, this lifetime.
Well, and I'm going to put it this way, Sylvia. Each one of these is important. We need food to live. We need oxygen to breathe. We need water to live. This is all part of life. So whatever that's trying to, in your day-to-day life as you go along, you bring what you're supposed to, your doubt in yourself of, am I on point? That's you doubting yourself and not being in the present moment of where you should be, okay? It is about knowing that everything you do is purposeful. And sometimes you don't know the purpose, but it's purposeful. And looking at it in that way, in a different perspective, instead of questioning yourself, may help you find the answers you're looking for.
Okay. So where's my man-mate? I was in a relationship this 2019, and then when I was, that was brief, and it sucked. I still learn a lot, but, you know, I'm going like, okay, he wasn't the one. It's 2023, but, you know, hopefully this incarnation, I didn't come here to be mate-less. In a serious relationship with the right man, you know, the right person.
Mm-hmm. Right, and all you need is someone that loves you for being you. But we have to go to the next caller, honey, because they've been waiting too. And just know that, again, you keep your eyes open, because Mars and Venus are sitting on Uranus in your chart tonight. On the full moon, and the Sun and Mercury are sitting on your Mars in your chart. You could meet this person over the next week, okay? So keep your eyes open, will you? Okay.
I will do that. Thank you. Y'all have a great, fantastic weekend and holiday coming up. Eat a whole lot of good, healthy barbecue, you know, baked chicken, all that good stuff. Keep me on the line. I want to continue to listen. I love y'all more. Thank y'all a gazillion.
Love you too, girl. All right, God bless. That is a trip. She's a trip. Oh, my goodness. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is a mystery caller. Error code 111. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Air code 111. All righty then. Well,
I guess
maybe
they don't want
to talk. That's okay. I'm going to put them back on hold in case they're just listening. But when I say the 111, sometimes it's some of our friends from Canada. That's okay. I'm just going to put them back on hold. That's good. We're good.
They can listen.
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Hi. My name
Hi.
Is Patricia. Hello, how are you all?
We have a lot of Patricias tonight. That's very cool. It must be
okay.
The night for that.
Patricia's birth date, 7/16/1958.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
I've got you. So, what would you like to know today?
Well, boy, I'd like to know. I've really regarding obtaining skill set, learning new skill set, and which ones will be worthwhile for me to get started first that I can start earning money. I wanted the coaching, and I was just going to just take a affordable life coaching certification and find one, and then watching the videos on YouTube of various coaches.
Okay.
I don't know, and as opposed to the content writing, of course, with all this AI, ChatGPT, and that will die down soon, but I mean, that's, so it's, and just, you know, I've got another month to go before I, you know, relocate to Las Cruces, New Mexico in August. Wow. I'm leaving the 15th. So,
where do you live now, Patricia?
Right now I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew you were, I knew you were moving west, and I think you're going to really love New Mexico, actually. I'm very excited about that. See, what's happening on this new moon right now, I mean, this full moon is coming up tomorrow. Both Venus and Mars right now are in perfect trine to your Mars and your South Node in Aries, okay? And this is about really putting your heart out there, because you can be you have a lot of humility and a lot of sincerity in your soul, sweetheart, okay? You can do no wrong. I think you'd be a fantastic coach. I think you could even be a fantastic motivational speaker, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You've got this in you. And I think that that's where you need to head, because I think you need more visibility, okay? Now, what city in New Mexico are you moving to?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Las Cruces?
Okay. L-A-S.
Because I want to see where that puts your solar light, too.
That's south, really south of, that's the southern part of New Mexico.
I got it on the computer, and what's happening, too, though, your sun and moon, because you're a new moon baby, so your sun and moon are going to be in that second house of creating income, having integrity in the in your work, your sense of value. All that's good. You've got Gemini on the ascendant when you move. After you're there for 13 months, I can't use this chart until you're there for 13 months, because you have to go through every full and new moon to reset your light body in your new location. So there is a little bit of a learning curve there, but I love the fact that you have so many pairs of planets and different houses. So the key to being successful there is being your best friend and your greatest ally. Absolutely. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I took a look at her solar return since it's coming up.
All right, cool. Thank you. I love you. Okay, go.
So, you know, again, it shows your move, which I just love. Okay, this is a full transformation and change in your actions and in your work. Think out of the box, think creatively. I have to say, I agree with Aphrodite. You're a great motivational speaker. You're a great coach. You can really, as long as you don't take on the individual stuff, you can really give a great voice to them and help them along their way. And I think this is part of your path. Because what happens in your solar return is Saturn sits in your first house. And it's Saturn in Pisces, okay? And it is in perfect trine to your moon, which is going to be in Cancer this year, okay?
Yay, I love it.
So it is about that emotional nurturing. It is about that, about inspiration for others, because your Mercury is going to sit in your sixth house of work, and Venus is going to sit in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, partnerships, along with Mars and Virgo, which is going to present you with a partnership of some sort. You may do an apprenticeship. You may go into partnership with somebody this next year as far as your work is concerned. But be open to what's coming at you and know yourself. Know how inspirational you are to others. And know that by your voice, you can speak out and give them great hope and understanding within themselves. Keep your faith in this transition, and I think you'll do well. One more footnote about this chart is Jupiter sits in your second house of personal finances. So you have a guardian angel over all your financial situation as you go through this major transition. It's good. All about your healing process, because Chiron is there too in Aries. And it says this is all about your self-worth and you healing yourself. Okay? So think about this in this transformation and change that you're going through, okay?
All right. All right. Oh, now if I can just get some remote work jobs to just get some income coming in. Now, all right. Well,
follow your courage. Follow your passion and the money will come. Do that coaching, teaching, speaking out, that leadership quality that you have, do that and the money will come. Okay? I'm
all
just
right.
going to tell you, however you want to look online, whatever you want to do, keep looking, because that speaking out is what is to your success. Okay?
All right. Thank you both. Have a good evening.
All right. You too. Beautiful. God bless. Happy 4th.
God bless.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. And I want you to just celebrate your independence in every way in your life on this 4th of July and recognize that we do have choices. And many of those choices are temporary, and some of them can create an entire new lifestyle. And this is the time to consider, and we'll be here next week, and we hope to hear from you, and thank you so much for following us and calling us, and have a beautiful holiday.
Happy birthday, USA.
Happy birthday, USA. I'm with you, girl. God bless. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Good night.